one question can calm the noise. It can bring you back to yourself. It can remind you that peace isn't a reward, it's a right. Welcome to One Question, a short weekly reflection to help you reconnect with what matters: your body, your values, your truth. This week's question is, when do I feel most at peace with myself? Not when am I most productive, not when do people approve of me, not even when am I the happiest. Just peace. The exhale. The unclenching. That moment when the inner critic gets quiet and you remember that you are okay. When was the last time you felt that? And listen, if you're a Gen Xer like me, maybe you just heard a little voice in your head yell, "Serenity now!" in the style of Frank Costanza from Seinfeld. Sometimes peace looks like screaming into the void, but most days we're aiming for something a little more sustainable. For me, peace isn't always big or dramatic. It often shows up in ordinary moments. Sitting with my legs and my feet in the sun, lighting a candle or some sage at my desk before coaching a client, hearing the sound of my own breath when I finally stopped rushing. I've also learned that my days are always better when I start them with even a little bit of space. When I wake up a bit earlier than necessary, give myself just enough time to journal, to meditate, to move my body, or to step outside for a few minutes. But in the busyness of this recent season, I let that go. I was waking up, getting straight into the shower, and then going right to work. No margin, no moment, and no peace. And it was impacting everything. My patience, my presence, and my boundaries. So I've been coming back to those peaceful morning rituals. Not because I'm chasing perfection, but because I've learned that ease and peace is something I can choose, one small moment at a time. So what's your ritual? Peace often finds me when I stop trying to impress anyone, when I'm not hustling, not proving, just being. And I've noticed something else. The more attention I pay to those moments, the more that I can create space for them. Not by accident, but on purpose. There's a beautiful line by one of my heroes, Anne Lamott, where she says, "Almost everything will work again if you unplug it for a few minutes, including you." Peace can't always be scheduled, but it can be chosen. And it starts with noticing what already brings peace. So what about you? When do you feel most at peace with yourself? Is it when you're walking alone? Or in a deep conversation where you feel seen and heard? Is it when you're creating something? Or is it when you're letting something go? Researchers in neuroscience talk about the importance of parasympathetic activation. It's the part of your nervous system that signals safety, regulation, and rest. And here's the thing about it. Peace isn't just pleasant. It's healing. When you feel at peace, your body can do some repair. Your thoughts can settle. Your emotions can integrate. This is not a luxury. It's a physiological necessity. And yet, we're so used to pushing through, powering up, staying on, hustling. So today's question isn't just a reflection. It's an invitation to reconnect with your internal safety signals. Ask yourself, where in my life does peace come easily, and how can I make more room for it? And what parts of me feel most welcome when I'm at peace? Peace isn't just about what's absent. It's about what gets to exist when the noise quiets down. Thank you for joining me for One Question. If this question opens something up for you, give yourself some time to answer it. Not all at once, but gently, with time. Ask yourself again today, when do I feel most at peace with myself? And then follow that answer wherever it leads. See you next Sunday. Until then, be kind to yourself, follow your peace, and always ask better questions.